Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you have trust issues? I have a feeling that most of us do. After all, we live in a world and a culture that teaches us not to trust other people. That is our default position, to not trust others. Let me illustrate that by doing this. I'm going to give you two different lists of things that I have done, and I'd like you to decide which of those two lists is more believable. So, first list. I have been to Pikes Peak in Colorado. I've also been to Niagara Falls at least 6 times that I can remember. And I have been to the highest point in the state of Tennessee. That's list one. Now, here's list two. I have watched the sunset over Lake Michigan with my family. Here's a picture of my kids as the sun is setting over Lake Michigan. Number two, I have been to the Grand Canyon. Here's a picture of my family at the Grand Canyon. And finally, I have climbed an 8,000-foot tall mountain in sandals. Here's a picture of me on top of a mountain with sandals on. Whoa. Now, if my phone screen were a little bit bigger and you could actually see the pictures, I think it would be pretty clear which of those two lists is more believable. The second list has nothing to do with what I said I did in that list versus the other, because both are actually true, believe it or not. But that second list is more believable because I can show you pictures that you can see with your eyes that testify to the reality that those things are true. The point I'm trying to make is this. We have a tendency to doubt the things that we can't see with our eyes or at least observe with our senses. But when something testifies to a truth, when we can see it or observe it, it becomes much more believable. Well, this is true with regards to our faith as well. We have a tendency to doubt the things that we cannot see with our eyes. And so, God gives us his testimony, something to strengthen our faith that our eyes can see, that our senses can observe, so that our doubts might begin to fade away. And this is what John is really getting at in our epistle reading, especially in the last 3 verses from 1 John chapter 5. He wants to remind us that God gives us both things that we cannot see as well as things that we can see to testify to the truth about Jesus, that truth that we just got done singing about in our sermon hymn. Let me read the last 3 verses of our epistle reading one more time, and then we'll talk about what all of this means. So beginning in verse 6 of 1 John 5, the apostle writes, "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree." Now, there are 2 basic points that John is making here. Let's start with the first one in verse 6. John wants to make explicitly clear that Jesus came by water and blood. He's very adamant about that. Jesus did not come by water only. He came by water and blood. And oh, by the way, don't forget, the Spirit bears witness that this is true. So what does all this mean? What is John getting at? Well, I'd like to turn to the words of Saint Bede, who is sometimes referred to as the Venerable Bede. He was a 7th to 8th century Benedictine monk who lived in modern-day England. And he wrote these words concerning verse 6 of our epistle lesson. The Spirit bore witness that Jesus is the truth when he descended on him at his baptism. If Jesus were not the truth, the Spirit would not have done that. The water and the blood bore witness that Jesus is the truth when they both flowed from his side at the time he was crucified. That would not have been possible if he had not had a genuine human nature. St. Bede's point is this. Jesus, first of all, came by water. The water of the Jordan River, where the Spirit bore witness as God the Father's voice declared from the heavens that Jesus was his beloved Son. The point is, Jesus is truly God. And he came on a mission to this earth to right all human wrongs and to restore the world to the way that it was meant to be. This is what the Spirit and the water bear witness to. But more than that, Jesus also came by water and blood. And in his gospel, St. John tells us about this. He tells us how on the cross, as Jesus was breathing his last, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And then right after that, we're told that a soldier drove a spear into Jesus' side, and both water and blood flowed out of that wound. As any medical person in this room could tell you, the fact that both water and blood came out of Jesus' side testifies to the reality that Jesus was truly a human. Yet, he wasn't just any human. He was the human who came to suffer and die in our place. And so the church fathers over and over again tell us that through the death of Jesus, the church was born by the Spirit, the water, and the blood. After all, if Jesus had not given up his spirit there on the cross, the Holy Spirit could not have been given to you and to me. And so the Spirit, the water, and the blood, they testify that Jesus was both fully God and fully man. And they also testify that he died on the cross so that your sins and your doubts might be forgiven. But that's not all. John goes on in verses 7 and 8 of our reading to tell us that the Spirit, the water, and the blood continue to bear witness and testify to this day. Why is that important? Well, let's allow St. Bede to enlighten us once again. And all three, that is the Spirit, the water, and the blood, are present also in us. Not in their natural form, but by the mystical union of our souls with him. The Spirit makes us children of God by adoption. The water of the sacred font cleanses us. And the blood of the Lord redeems us. They are invisible in themselves, but the sacraments make them visible for our benefit. See, the point is, the Spirit, the water, and the blood continue to testify to this day. The Spirit, whom we cannot see, works through the water and the blood to give you and I confidence that Jesus' redeeming work is for you. In the waters of holy baptism, God the Father claimed you as his own by the working of his Spirit. And even though many of us can't remember our baptisms, that font stands as a reminder of your baptism. Every time we get to witness a baptism, it's a reminder of our own baptism. The water testifies that Jesus' love is for you. But also, the blood of Christ, which comes to us in the Lord's Supper, testifies. Because by this meal, we participate in the body and blood of Christ. St. Paul tells us this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And because we participate in Jesus' death, as our sins were put to death with him on the cross, so too can you and I have confidence that his life, eternal life, is ours. The blood testifies to this. So, my friends, I pray that you would never lose sight of this reality. Our Lord has given us the Spirit, the water, and the blood to testify to us because he knows that we're forgetful human beings. He knows that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature are constantly opposing us. They're constantly trying to cause doubts to creep into our minds. So whenever you find yourself having doubts creep into your minds, whenever you wonder, is God really good? Is he even there? Whenever those kinds of thoughts come into your mind, remember, the Father testifies to the Son, through the Spirit, the water, and the blood. The remedy for your doubts is the Spirit working through the water and the blood. Yes, the Scriptures are vitally important to our life of faith, but there's something unique, something special about gathering together with brothers and sisters in Christ around the Holy Sacraments and allowing the Spirit to testify to our poor, doubt-filled hearts about the truth of Jesus. He is alive, and he has given you the Spirit, the water, and the blood as a testimony to prove it. In the name of Jesus, amen.